Renee Sullivan's back on the line, who is the lady, the archer from Bendigo who posed with the dead cats. Hi, Renee.
Yep.
Yep. How long have you been an archer?
7 months.
You accurate?
I'm my grouping is really tight, so I'm a pretty good shooter.
Why did you go and hunt the cats with a bow and arrow?
Well, for one, the farmer particularly asked to remove any foxes and cats off the property, no matter what age they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because they seem to attack the lambs and whatnot.
Those little cats?
Oh, they would have. They in a couple more weeks, they definitely would have.
How old were they?
There was about five of them, six of them. They were roughly about 6 months old, very skinny, very underweight, unhealthy. They weren't right.
So the five or six of them, and you killed three of them?
Yep.
Don't regret it. I mean, you copped a lot of flack, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I don't regret it at all. Like, that's what the farmer asked me to do, so I did it.
Yeah, the RSPCA says that it's inhumane. It can take the animal minutes to die. I don't think anybody will argue that some of those animals need to be put down, but that they should actually be caught and euthanized. What do you reckon about that?
Well, at the same time, some cats can be caught and euthanized, but I don't even own traps to do that. And particularly, I was getting paid to do this job.
Really?
Yep.
What else?
It's a big thing.
What else did you get? What else did you get?
I've been looking at a couple deer at the moment, and also I've got about 10 rabbits.
So this day you went out and killed the cats. Is that all you got?
Yeah.
Why not use, though, if you're going to do it? Have you got a firearms license?
No.
Well, but why not get one and get a 22 or something to kill the cat?
Because half the time the cats won't die instant if you accidentally get them in the gut or something. They'll just sit there and struggle.
But what if you hit them with an arrow in the gut?
They're going to bleed out.
You're going to suffer, aren't they?
But they bleed out for probably 30 seconds and they die.
And they don't bleed out with a gunshot wound?
No, they get impact.
Okay. Why did you post the photos?
Because I was pretty proud of what I did, really, to be honest.
Was the hate surprised you?
Not really. I kind of knew that was going to happen, but at the same time, most of my friends on Facebook and all that are hunters and all that, so... You know, I see them posting photos of cats smaller than the ones I even shot.
Are you going to keep hunting cats?
Yes.
And do you do this for a living?
Yes.
So what do you get paid to go out and hunt cats for a day, or do you get paid per kitten?
Per kitten.
Really? How much for a kitten?
I've got $15 per cat.
So that's $45. How long does it take you to get them?
3 hours.
All right. My only worry with it is the bow and arrow, whether it's actually a humane way for them to die. You reckon it is?
It is more humane than a bullet.
How far away do you shoot them from?
It was a 10-15 metre shot, the one I took on the cat.
So you really sneaked up on it.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Renee. Thank you for talking to us. Renee Sullivan. Her phone must have dropped out. She wasn't avoiding the point. She shoots kittens for a living with a bow and arrow.